Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the best, most fabulous and squeaky clean network in the game. I would like to welcome my very special guest today. I had him on the show a few times and always loved to. His name is Pastor Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
What a privilege it is to be with you today, Vinny, on American Freedom Radio. Thank you.
You gotta love American Freedom Radio, eh, Lindsay? And I would like to kind of preface this conversation by reminding the listeners just the kind of work that American Freedom Radio does, giving me a platform and so many other people a platform, talented radio show hosts and what have you, and also the fact that basically nobody at American Freedom Radio that runs the show here has ever betrayed anybody in the Patriot movement. And believe me when I tell you, that is actually a great rarity. When you get in the background of Patriot Radio and stuff like that, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on. It ain't all campfires and kumbaya, except right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. So, Lindsay, I'd like you to lead us in a direction that you would wish to. What have you got for us today?
Well, Benny, I just had a phone call a few moments ago from, I won't name the person. You would recognize them. They're very prominent in talk radio field. And they heard a show that I did just, I guess, in the past 24 hours, and they said, Lindsay, this is the most important message you've ever given in all the years that you've been out here telling the things that you're telling. They said there's never been anything like it. Vinny, I'd like to deal today with the subject, if I could speak personally to everyone out there in your audience and say, I understand that someone purchased your house last week, September the 13th, 2012, if that house is mortgaged. The Federal Reserve on last week, 1 week ago today, September the 13th, Mr. Ben Bernanke announced that the Federal Reserve will purchase $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and treasuries each month indefinitely. Now, this to the average person, they say, well, I guess it's going to help the economy. Well, when I heard that this was happening, and it was on the national news, this is not something that was done secretively. You heard it on your national liberal media. You heard it many places. It was on TV. But the average person had not the slightest idea the ramifications of the depth of what they were hearing. When I heard this, I immediately contacted my elite friend. Now, please, your audience, I know that you always have new people out there. American Freedom is growing very rapidly. So briefly, let me give some background. Otherwise, people will have a difficult time understanding why I can say some of the things that I'm going to say today. Many years ago, I had been the pastor of a church for 12 years in Florida, and the Lord called me to go to Alaska as a missionary. I did. And just after arriving there, I heard they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and that 25,000 pipeliners would converge on that state to do it. First thing that came to my mind was they need some spiritual guidance. That was the understatement of the year. But I went to the 9 major oil companies called Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? At first, they laughed at me. Finally, they said, okay, we'll send you up to Prudhoe Bay and just let you do what you can. Well, a few months later, they came to me, and they said, chaplain, we never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline before. You are saving us thousands of dollars in counseling fees and attitude in the camps. They said, we would like to offer you executive status. And I said, well, what does that mean? They said, go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see. I stay in executive dorms when you come to Arco Base once a week up at Prudhoe Bay. And they said, we'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity to help the relationship between management and labor. Benny, I had not the slightest idea what I was about to experience. For 3 years' time, I lived with the people that I call the elite of the world, the people that you know as the heads of the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. I sat across the dinner table from them. I lived in the same dorms with them. I was on their pipeline. They were not in my church. The people that tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, and control the price of crude oil on any given day. And it changed my life. I will never be the same person again. And let me assure you, if you ever had any doubt, anyone in the listening audience, if you ever doubted that these people exist, let me state to you as emphatically as I possibly can, there is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. There are only a handful, but they do exist, and they dictate to every nation, not just to the United States of America. Well, for 3 years' time, I lived with these people, learned to think somewhat like they did, tried my best to understand their mindset. They think only in terms of power and control and manipulation. Money is not necessarily their motivating power and force. And that was 35 years ago. I made some very close friends amongst those people during that time, and I guess mainly because of what I did in giving 3 years of my life as a chaplain. They'd never come in contact with a person like that before. And over these years, periodically, one of them would talk with me on the phone, and they would say, chaplain, this is going to happen or that's going to happen, and I would dare to give it out over a radio show. And, of course, I've written 6 books trying to describe these people, 3 of them, attempting to help the world understand their mindset. And it finally got to the place that people thought I was a prophet. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy that puts on his britches just like you do every day. But I said, by the providence of God, I had the privilege of being allowed to be where nobody else has probably ever been of my kind, and as a result, knew these people and have kept in touch with them over the years intentionally so that I can help the world. Well, when I heard that the Federal Reserve was going to spend $40 billion every month, indefinitely from this point on mortgage-backed securities and treasuries, I immediately picked up the phone, called my elite friend, and I said, I'd like to know what's really going on. What I was told has so startled people over the last 3 days that I think you'll probably find it all over the internet. They told me some things that you will not find in any financial newsletter for probably 3 to 4 months until some of the people happen to pick up on it. Things that Congress knows and the president knows but wouldn't dare let out. I felt that the American people, I had an obligation to them to tell them what I had heard, and that basically will be the background to the program that I have the privilege of doing with you today is something that nobody, except maybe 3 to 4 audiences, have heard up until this point. In fact, I had a phone call yesterday from California, and the show host said, "You must be on with me tonight." I said, "What time?" He said, "From 2 to 4 a.m. in the morning." So I was up about half the night last night. People, as the one person said, "Chaplain, of all the messages you've ever given," he said, "nothing you've ever done has been as important as this." So, Vinny, I hope everyone in your listening audience today that you will go and get a piece of paper and a pencil. You are going to need to write down some of the most unusual, startling, and in another manner, the most informative facts that will, you put it beside your calendar and you'll see it proven within the next 4 to 5 months, and you'll begin to see it in the financial newsletters of the most popular ones in the country a month or two from now. And you're about to hear it right now. So get that pencil and paper, and Vinny, that will be the background to the show that I have the privilege of doing with you today.
Okay. And also, I'd like to advise people that these shows are archived, both on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, as well as GorillaMedia.co.nz. It's posted up on my Facebook, and will also be uploaded to the YouTube channel, Mr. News, Guerrilla Media. So if you can't find a pencil and paper, if you wait about usually about an hour or two after the show, these archives will be up for you to go over and listen to again and again and again. So yeah, Lindsay, if you, without further ado, let's get into the information.
Well, I think that's exactly what most everyone will be doing that is listening to this program today, all that's picking it up on the internet or wherever they may listen to it. I'm quite sure that you will listen to it numerous times, not just once, because the depth of this information is so intricate that you will realize when I give you some of the expressions that were given to me by my elite friend. Now, keep in mind, these are men who are retired from the elite. They're in their 70s, they're in their 80s. These people know everything that goes on behind closed doors. They knew what the Federal Reserve was going to do months before they did it. They just didn't tell me about it. And when I heard that it had actually happened, I knew there was more to it than what we were told on the media. So I merely picked up the telephone, used that number that I had been given by my elite friends, asked them some questions, and when they gave me the in-depth question answers to these things, that is what you'll be hearing today. Now, once again, the Federal Reserve announced on Thursday, 1 week ago, September the 13th, 2012, that as of then, the Federal Reserve would begin buying $40 billion, not trillion, not million, $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and treasuries each month, indefinitely. They did not call this QE3, even though that's what it is, but they intentionally didn't call it that. They just merely said they were going to buy $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. Well, the first question I had to my elite friend was, where is the Federal Reserve going to get $40 billion from every month? Now, you heard me correctly. This is just not just one time. QE1 and QE2 was basically a one-time thing. This is not once. This is $40 billion every month, indefinitely, September, October, November, December, January, on and on and on. And I said, we don't have it. I said, we have a $15 trillion national debt. Congress cannot even put together a budget I said the Democrats and Republicans are fighting over what, over the fact that they can't agree on anything as far as finances are concerned. I said our economy is in shambles. The real estate market is going down by the day. And I said, where in this world will the Federal Reserve get $40 billion monthly? I hope you're sitting down. Now, you'll notice that I'm going to try, if I can, to articulate very carefully today the wording that I'm going to give, because this is so near unbelievable. It has never happened in the history of the world. Nothing. Nothing like this has ever transpired in any nation in the history of the world. And I said, where is the Federal Reserve, as broke as America is, going to get $40 billion a month indefinitely? And he said, you ready? Thin air. You heard me correctly.
Well, so that's thin funny. Air. That's real funny, Lindsay, because when you said, oh, they're going to come up with all this money, and you're like, where are they going to get it from? I said, well, aren't they just going to make it up like they normally do?
They aren't going to even take time to turn up the presses and print it this time. They are merely pulling it out of thin air. It has no backing. It has no T-bills to assure it. It has nothing. And that's exactly what he said. He said, Chaplain, they are literally reaching up into thin air and pulling nothing out and turning it into $40 billion, not just during the month of September, but October, November, December, and on and on. And the part that is so evil, I'm not going to even hesitate to use the word, indefinitely. I was speechless. I literally could not say anything for a few moments. I could not believe that I was hearing what I was. If it had not come from the person that I have known for a long time, I would have had trouble even comprehending that this could possibly be true.
And also, I wanted to hold on, Lindsay. We're now coming to break, and I think that's a good spot to leave it, leaving you speechless and what have you while we wait a few minutes for the commercials. So yeah, we'll be right back with Pastor Lindsay Williams from prophecyclub.com. You can also join in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
I got some so-called friends, they'll smile right to my face, all when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know whose side you're on when you sacrifice the things that you want for the things that you know are right. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Pastor Lindsay Williams is my guest. Now, having been revealed this information that the Fed is going to be, basically making up a copious quantities of money that basically is, in amounts that are unfathomable to the average person. I remember one time, Lindsay, I was watching a, what was it? I think I was watching something on TV. And what they were telling you is about Tom Cruise's fortune. Okay, and he's got like $30, $40 million or $50 million or some ridiculous amount. And they're talking about how many months he could rent out a 5-star hotel that costs like $25,000 a night. You know, he could live there for like 20 years, or he could buy 25 different Lamborghinis. He could do, you know, that kind of thing. That is chump change by comparison to what we're talking about here, isn't it? This is beyond a joke.
Yes. You're exactly right, Vinny. You heard the announcement. It was on national news. It was all over the internet. The Federal Reserve made it publicly September the 13th, 2012, 1 week ago today. The Federal Reserve, Mr. Ben Bernanke, chairman, said the Federal Reserve will purchase $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and treasuries each month. I almost immediately got on the phone to my elite friend, and I said, where are they going to get the money from? He said, with no hesitation whatsoever, keep in mind who these people are. These are the people who control the world. He said, with no hesitation whatsoever, thin air. My next question, Vinny, is what is a mortgage-backed security? Now, if I may, for a few moments, let me explain what it is that the Federal Reserve is buying. They're going to do this every month, indefinitely. They're going to buy $40 billion worth of these, and they're called mortgage-backed securities. Now, let's take that phrase and turn it around, and you'll easily understand what it is. It is a security that is backed by a mortgage. May I put it in simple terms? The Federal Reserve, as of last Thursday, bought your house. No, please, don't be startled. They did. If your house is mortgaged, the Federal Reserve bought it. That's right. They bought your house. You say, but I own it. No, you don't. If you look on the paperwork very carefully, if you mortgage a house, whenever you go to the lending institution and say, I would like to get a loan on this house, until the day that you make that last payment, you do not own that house. You do not have the warranty deed. The bank holds it. Well, they don't hold it anymore. The lending institution you got that mortgage with, whether it be Fannie or Freddie, whether it be Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, I care not what it is, whatever the lending institution that you have your mortgage with, they don't own it anymore. The Federal Reserve is buying $40 billion worth of mortgages every month from this point on. Is this getting through? I'm saying it slow enough because this is... This is near unbelievable. This includes your house, the mortgage, and they put into shopping centers, small business loans. There was a word that he used for this. He called it toxic assets. But some of them aren't toxic. Many of them are you paid last month on your mortgage. But the Federal Reserve bought it. They bought your house. And what did they buy it with? Thin air. You heard me correctly. I mean, this is like a fairy tale. Out of thin air, they pull nothing and turned around and bought you a house. Now, every month you work hard. You work from 9 till 5. You labor. You wonder, how will I possibly support my family? How can I pay the mortgage every month? I barely get by and still am able, with gasoline prices up to where they are now, $4 a gallon, I barely can make ends meet. But do you realize that the Federal Reserve, which is not an agency of the government of the United States of America, it is a privately owned corporation who controls our currency, that the Federal Reserve bought your house this week? Yes. You work hard to even pay the mortgage per month, and they bought your house. They bought that mortgage with something that they pulled out of thin air, and they're going to buy $40 billion worth of these every month from this time on. Now think this through. This is so near unbelievable that you really need to put your thinking cap on as you're hearing what I'm saying today. Out of thin air, they took nothing and bought a piece of land, a house, a small business, a shopping center. You heard me correctly. With nothing. They have the power. These elite, I've been trying, you know, for 35 years to explain the power of these people, Benny, and people, sometimes they catch it. They have to hear it numbers of times over and over and over before they can believe me. I lived with these people for 3 years and served as their chaplain. And I've known what they are and the power they have. Very few people have been willing to accept the fact that what I said was true, that these people have the power to do this. But now, for the very first time, you can see it as plain as the nose on the face, because they took out of thin air and bought a piece of real estate. But yet you work day after day after day and can barely make your mortgage payment. And just out of clear air, they bought all those pieces of real estate. And now, with nothing, they own something. They own the most valuable thing there is. They own a tangible, a piece of land, a house. Every month, indefinitely. Okay, now, as the conversation continued for about 45 minutes with my elite friend, some things came out that from this point on, I'll give you time to write them down, because you're going to find it so phenomenal. The elite, the Federal Reserve, please, you need this statement. You're going to watch it transpire right before your eyes over the next few months. The elite, you would call them the Federal Reserve, will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America eventually before they stop. Did you catch that? Every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America will be owned by the Federal Reserve unless they're stopped, unless somehow this can be brought to an end. You do not own your own house. They own it.
Bank does.
They bought it. And until you make that last payment, they can repossess it anytime they want to, Benny.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I found very interesting about the language that they're using here. You remember the old, I think it might have been a Jefferson quote, is those who sacrifice their security, what was it, who sacrifice their liberties for security deserve neither. And so I define security to mean tyranny, right? And the word mortgage, coming from the Latin mort, you know, from mortality meaning death, and gauge meaning grip. So when you talk about a mortgage-backed security, what I hear is a death grip backed by tyranny.
You're exactly right, Vinny. I saw your picture the other day for the first time. I actually went to your website and looked at it. You're a young fellow, and as you probably noticed, I've got you beat by a few years. But for a young man with a wonderful down-under brogue, you undoubtedly have gained a lot of wisdom in a short period of time, Vinny.
Why, Lindsay? Because I talk to a lot of people who are older and wiser than myself, and unlike most people my age, I choose to listen.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm so glad that you're on American Freedom Radio. Now, let me give you the next question I posed. And if the previous facts that you've heard so far about what they're going to do out of thin air, $40 billion every month, indefinitely, buying mortgage-backed security, buying land out of nothing, if those things have not already shocked you beyond recognition, I hope on this one that you are not only seated, but that you are seatbelt buckled in and not driving down the highway at 60 miles an hour, because if you are, this one may startle you even more. The next question, and my mind was going 1,000 miles an hour while I was talking with my elite friend, and I asked him, I said, what will the Federal Reserve do with these $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month? Now, please, they're pulling out of thin air. They have bought your house. What are they going to do with it? They've got your mortgage. That means they own your house. Now, what are they going to do with those mortgage-backed securities? I asked him, I said, are they going to take these and just put them in some vault somewhere and let them sit there until the people pay off the mortgage? Now, please, You must have that pencil and paper handy. He said without any hesitation, And I'm taking my time on this, Vinny. Please forgive me. I don't mean to be hesitating. I have no trouble with the English language. I've been a minister of the gospel. I've been a preacher. I've spoke three times a week from the pulpit for years and years and years. The English language is not a problem to me. I don't have a trouble with words, but I do today. I mean, I literally am so flabbergasted that at times with my friend, I was speechless. And I said, what are they going to do with this $40 billion of mortgage-backed securities, piece of land, house, business, shopping center? What are they going to do with that mortgage? He said, without any hesitation, immediately used one word. He used, they're going to buy derivatives. Did you catch that? The Federal Reserve.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm... You're right, Vinny. This is so startling. It is shocking. They are going to take that mortgage.
Let's put this into context. $40 billion invested into derivatives per month means, basically, when you've got a derivative, the layman's term, long shorthand version of it is, you call $1, $40, and then you gamble it on a stock market 1,000 to 1. So they're going to call $40 billion, $40 trillion, and gamble it on the stock market at a million to one.
I'm going to give you those figures in just a moment as he gave them to me. You are going to be shocked beyond words. Now, I'm going to use the exact words that he used. I used the word derivative because I wanted to give it to you quick and shock you good. I want to use the identical term that he used. And those of you out there in the audience who are financial professionals, you will know that there's no way in the world that a little simple guy like Lindsey Williams could have ever known these things had my elitist friend not given them to me. You will see through the wording of some of this that he gave me that there's no way in the world, I mean, unless you are in high finance somewhere. He said to me, these are the words he used. He said, the Federal Reserve is going to hedge the derivative market. Those were the exact words he used. And then he used another expression in the course of our conversation as he was describing this. He said, derivatives are written on interest rate vehicles. Now, all of you people in the financial field, you pick up on that right now. Your house mortgage will be used like a one-armed bandit, Las Vegas style, on the derivative market. And then at this point, I was so dumbfounded that anything like this could ever happen anywhere on the face of the earth and anybody get by with it until I asked more questions. And the next question was, try to explain somewhat of what's going on. And here, Vinny, is what you just said. You were a step ahead of me. Your brain is working faster than mine. Mine was so stunned, and still is, even though it was days ago that I talked with my friend. I'm still stunned from it. I think I dream about it all night. I stayed up part of the night last night just doing a radio show trying to explain it. Here's what he said. They are going to take that house mortgage of yours. They own it now. They own your house now. Bank of America doesn't own it. Fannie Freddie, they don't own your house anymore. The Federal Reserve owns your house. A private agency, not even an agency of the federal government. And they own your house, and they are going to use fractional reserve. Now, Vinny, that's exactly what you were alluding to a moment ago, but I'm going to give you the actual figures that were given to me.
Well, actually, Lindsay, we've conveniently gotten to a break now, so we're going to take that and come back right on the figures after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Pastor Lindsay Williams is my guest from prophecyclub.com. You can join us in the chat room if you just search Vinnie Eastwood chat. The NSA on Google knows where to find me, so you shouldn't have a problem. We'll be right back.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on? Please don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the V. Eastwood Show. And we have a very special guest here, and I had this idea about the Truth of Cafe, and you'd name certain dishes after certain conspiracies, you know, stuff like that. So the other one that I wanted to do was an Italian dish called the Pasta Lindsay Williams with some spicy marinara secret elite sauce, you know. I thought that would be quite funny. I could be wrong. But anyway... Incidentally, Lindsay, and I wanted to let you divulge the numbers here of how much these derivatives and fractional reserve lendings are going to add up to. But before that, the New Zealand Reserve Bank, our equivalent of the Fed, has just been given a new governor from the World Bank who has been given sweeping powers to have control over the price of our assets and their output therein. And to keep interest rates below 2%, they're currently around 3% in the future. And apparently they've been given all these other powers over the economy so that they can have what they call a stable economy. By stable, they mean making sure that the country is getting into like $400 million of debt a week plus and ensuring that there's more unemployment and, of course, making money up out of thin air so they can buy all remaining private property and then... they will literally own the world. It'll be like a Nirvana song.
That's exactly what they're doing, Benny. And I'm so glad to hear that you can join the club. It's happening down there also. It's happening in Europe. All over the world, the elite are setting up the new world order. That's what this is all about. Now, Benny, just diverse for just a moment, if I may. You probably have heard, because it happened way before I had the privilege of being on your show for the first time, or American Freedom Radio for the first time. But back a little over 3 years ago, I had a phone call from one of the elite one day, and he was angry. Oh, my gracious, he was upset. And he said, Chaplain, you can't keep saying some of these things you're saying. He said, you've gone too far. You've told too much. And he said, you must do this and this and this, or we're going to do this, this, and this. And what he said wasn't too pleasant. At the time, I was forced and ordered to close down my website. I have not had a website for over 3 years. I still do not have one. Prophecy Club is only a clearinghouse that handles my materials. But there is a person in Great Britain, outside the United States of America, who's so concerned about the information that the elite have been giving me and have been right so many times over these 35 years, that they, on their own, have set up one of the most beautiful websites you could ever imagine. It's just been done within the past few weeks. If you wish to go to lindsaywilliams.net, now, I didn't set this up. If there's any of the elite that are listening to this program today, you can hear me say emphatically, I did not set this up. I had nothing to do with it. I found it out after it was already done. But if you want some startling information on a regular, almost hourly basis sometimes, and I'm in touch with them, so they ask me for information, I pass it on to them. You can go to lindsaywilliams.net, and you'll be able to get it by the hours almost. Now, let's go back. Fractional reserve. Let me try to explain how the elite told me that the Federal Reserve is going to take your mortgage, $40 billion they're buying every month, out of thin air, and they're going to take that tangible house, that piece of land, that shopping center, and they're going to fractionally reserve, use that mortgage. Now, explanation on fractional reserve. Let's say that you go to a bank and you tell the teller, I would like to set up a savings account. Now, I hope you won't do this. I'm sure you have better sense. But let's just use it as an example because it can be done. You go to the bank, you say, I want a savings account, and I want to put $1,000 in that account. Every bank in America does this. This is nothing unusual. It's called fractional reserve banking. They take your $1,000, and they can loan out 90% of it, and they must keep 10% in the bank as reserve, and the 90% they can loan. So you go back and want your money, they have to pull in that 90% in order to get it. Now, here is what the Federal Reserve is going to do with your mortgage-backed security, your house. they're going to take it and use. Now, here again, to even comprehend the fact that they could take house mortgages and buy into the derivative market, that alone is beyond the fondest imagination of anybody on the face of this earth, that it that could even be done. But they're not only going to take it and use it to buy derivatives with, but they're going to fractionally reserve that the value of that house mortgage and use it on the derivative market. This means that a $40 billion becomes $360 billion per month that the Federal Reserve is investing in the derivative market, which is as shaky as a Las Vegas one-armed bandit, and there are no controls on it. There are no regulations. Congress has tried over and over to put some sort of regulations on the derivative market, and every time the elite buy out the congressman, and there's no regulations on the derivative market whatsoever, it is nothing but a glorified, super, super wealthy gambling house called derivatives, practiced by every lending institution in the world, and now the Federal Reserve is getting into it with money that is guaranteed by the American taxpayer. That $40 billion that they pulled out of thin air, you, as the American taxpayer, are held responsible for that $40 billion in which they took your house mortgage and fractionally reserved it 90% and bought into the derivative market at the tune of $360 billion. And in 3 months' time, the Federal Reserve will have, just because of that 1 month $40 billion investment, will make $1 trillion off of your house mortgage, which they pull the money out of thin air in order to buy your house.
Mm. And then, of course, there's nothing to stop them from on-selling those and expanding the excess and such like that, because traditionally fractional reserve lending was, in modern money mechanics, was about between a ratio of 1 and 10. But they've since removed those restrictions. So now, if you got a dollar, you can literally turn it into anything. So yep. I love it. They make money up out of thin air. And then
what a dream.
They make that money from thin air into even more money from even more thin air. And then they make it even worse. And the end result is, they wind up owning everything that everybody could ever have, and we have a communist world government that's ruled by these bankers who own everything. It'll just be like going back into the feudal dark ages, basically. You'll have a lord, and you will be a peasant, and if you say anything against the lord or anything like that, sure, we'll have a nice high-tech society and stuff like that with facial recognition cameras and everything like that, but at the end of the day, if you don't like it, you're not going to be around to enjoy it. Because you will be eliminated. And that's the power these people have. That is the goal that they have. They have no respect for human life, of common decency, of morality, of spirituality, for that matter. Anything that any of us hold dear, including family, they have no desire for. They simply want power. And they've gone completely insane with it, as happens with every single other elite person throughout history. Soon as you don't have any consequences for your actions, as soon as you can do anything, your mind starts to wander, people don't keep you in check in your social circles, and you go absolutely crazy. And everybody suffers because of your insanity, depending on how powerful you are. And now we're talking about people who are all powerful, so you can imagine the damage that's possible if we don't stop it.
You must immediately. Every person on American Freedom Radio, every person listening to Benny Eastwood's program today and hearing what I'm saying, you must do a crash course on derivatives. You have got to know what they are. You must go and find out information. You've done your homework, Benny. I have had to in the past year because of my elite friend who have talked about derivatives so much. I don't have time to do a program today on derivatives. That would take an entire two-hour program just to touch the surface on derivatives. You must go and do a crash course on derivatives and realize what the Federal Reserve is doing to you. Your house mortgage, which was bought this month, they own your house, will be sold by the Federal Reserve on the derivative market all over the world. A Chinaman may own your house. A Russian may own your house. Somebody in Europe will own your house. They have sold that house on the derivative market, fractionally reserved it, 90 to 1, and your house mortgage is not held any longer in the United States of America. It could be held anywhere by any lending institution, any place. And the Federal Reserve has made a 90% profit on that $40 billion that they pulled out of thin air. And the taxpayer is now held responsible for that if the derivative market collapses, and I have already been told that it's going to collapse. That's a story within itself, which was told to me by my elite friend just a few months ago. And I was so literally flabbergasted at that time that I went in studio and did a 3.5-hour DVD series entitled Secrets of the Elite. There's never been anything put on videotape like this ever. Three financial analysts of America, names that you'll recognize, appeared with me to help me explain to everyone all of the secrets of the elite in the banking world. And if you don't know about derivatives, we go into the depth of derivatives and explain them to you in intricate detail. Some people have said to me,
all right, Lindsay, many people we're coming recently, to break.
Chaplain Williams.
We're coming to break now, Lindsay. We'll be right back with hour number two with Pastor Lindsay Williams, prophecyclub.com.
Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And Lindsay, there's one thing I'd like to discuss with you as well, is that talking about the things you do talk about, actually, I found that you don't actually need an elite source to know all these things because it's all put down in government documents. Agenda 21, for instance, I could sum it up as being the agenda for the 21st century, the desire to control all life, all resources, all finance, all private property, force everybody off the land, subsequently exterminate them, cut off their access to healthcare, food, basically all forms of freedom will be very, very slowly and very corruptly, but very secretively, taken away and amalgamated. And what they've done is centralized decision making at every level. So you have a look at a city, and what you'll notice is that there's these big amalgamations. You know, a couple of cities will become one city. Happened here in New Zealand, happens all over the world, is happening even more today than it was yesterday. And what you've got here is the ability then for an elected representative who, you know, probably only gets about maybe 20% of the public actually voting for him at the end of the day, because most people don't turn up to vote because they think it's corrupt. And because they don't vote, the corrupt people don't get voted out. and they continue to wreak havoc via the apparatus of their scumbaggery upon everybody's nation, simultaneously, mind you. So the end goal is a complete controlled microchip population, and they will. And it's even put out in many other plans by the elite and admitted in memoirs and what have you, like Zbigniew Brzezinski with the Grand Chessboard, David Rockefeller's memoirs, you know, things like that. This has been known by many people for a long time. Where you differ from these other things is that you're not just going to see all the things that are public, which basically have a planned agenda, but they don't have dates or they don't have specific figures and things about how they're going to do it. That's where I feel that you come in. You're not telling anybody anything new, but you are telling people something specific that they literally cannot get anywhere else.
Benny, it's called New World Order. You're exactly right in everything that you've just said. And now I'd like to come to the next question that I ask my elite friend. I'm sure you're thinking one step ahead of me. At least I hope you are. I hope your brain is going 1,000 miles a minute as mine was at the time that I gained all this information. Now, you know what the Federal Reserve is doing. $40 billion every month. They bought your house. They're going to use it on the derivative market and leverage it 90-1. Now, let's think on the other side of the coin for just a moment, if you will, please. Who did the Federal Reserve buy that mortgage from? They bought it from the lending institution that gave you your house mortgage. So my next question was, as I was thinking ahead and trying my best to figure all this out, is what are the banks who are getting $40 billion each month going to do with that $40 billion? And if I thought that what I had heard previously in this conversation was startling, I had not even experienced being startled yet. I hope this makes you so livid, so responsive. You're probably going to be climbing the ceiling when you hear this. This will be brought out over the next few months. Somebody is bound to let it out besides me. And here's what I found out. What are the banks going to do? Now, keep in mind, you know what the Federal Reserve is going to do. I've already given you this. And you go prove it for yourself. You know what to look for now. You won't be groping around in the dark wondering how all this transpired. But now, what are the banks going to do with that $40 billion that they're given every month, month after month, indefinitely, September, October, November, December, $40 billion? What are they going to do with that money? You ready? Please. This is startling. He said it without any hesitation. It was an immediate answer. It was almost as if it had no conscience whatsoever. He said the banks are going to buy treasuries. Oh, my goodness. Do you have the slightest idea what
people don't know what treasuries are. They don't realize that basically a treasury bond is a share in your country. So if you're talking about a private company who's going to own your country.
Buy treasuries. Now, I thought I was speechless before. I literally was now. This has already been, okay, let me try to put it this way, as simply as I can, so the average, ordinary, everyday person out there can understand it very readily. Behind closed doors, secretively, before the Federal Reserve ever made their announcement that they were going to buy $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month, that they were going to buy your house, before that decision had ever been released to the public last Thursday, the 13th of September, already behind closed doors, the major banks, lending institutions of America, had met with the Federal Reserve, and they had secretively agreed that the banks would take the money, that $40 billion that they buy your house, mortgage-backed securities with, and that they would turn around and buy treasuries. This is as evil, as dastardly, as okay, let me put it this way. $40 billion. Now, what did the Federal Reserve say that they wanted to do? They said, they have told you all along, they want to pick up the economy. They want to get us out of recession. They don't want us to go into depression. They want the real estate market to pick up. They want small businesses to thrive again. Do you realize that the $40 billion that the Federal Reserve is going to buy those mortgage-backed securities with, not one single penny of it will do anything to help the economy or to get things back on track again? They have already secretively, behind closed doors, made an agreement that the banks, the lending institutions, will take that $40 billion and invest it every month in treasuries. Okay, let me try to explain a treasury if I can. Every month, or every so many days, the Federal Reserve issues of T-bills, different types of financial instruments, and they call them treasuries. It is a Federal Reserve issue. Now, as long as the modern-day world has existed, these treasuries are the most sought-after, these T-bills are the most sought-after, the most desirable, the most dependable financial instruments on the face of the earth. While all other countries were failing, Greece and Spain and France and all the other countries in the world, when they were failing, the American dollar was still as sound as the dollar, and treasuries were the most sought-after instruments by the super wealthy because they knew that they could depend on them to have value for years and years and years to come. At least they thought they did. And you have known them as T-bills. I know them as T-bills and Federal Reserve issues of different kinds. Do you realize that the banks of America are going to turn around the lending institutions that are getting this $40 billion every month indefinitely and are going to turn around and buy a paper instrument that is owned and controlled by the Federal Reserve? They're going to buy T-bills. They are not going to take that money that they fractionally reserved in the derivative market your house with, which now is a Las Vegas one-armed bandit gamble that it is still going to be any good 6 months or a year from now. And the banks have turned around and taken that $40 billion and done nothing for the economy, done nothing to get us back on track in America, have done nothing to help you as a private individual, and behind closed doors secretively agreed before the Federal Reserve made that announcement that they will vest it in treasuries. Now, what do treasuries do? I'm sure you are getting my excitement. I am beside myself at what's happening out there right now. Treasuries are bought by the nations of the world and the super wealthy of the world to hold them as sure assets that they can depend on. But when a nation or when these banks buy the treasuries, what do the treasuries do? The treasuries pay the interest on the national debt. I hope you caught this. Please, all of you who are financially very savvy, you have picked up on this already. Those who haven't, the national debt, Congress, our president, those in banking, they know it'll never be paid off. $16 trillion, there is not enough GDP, gross domestic product, to pay it. It can never be paid. They know it. They know that the indebtedness of Europe will never be paid off. This is a given. But the interest on that debt must be paid. You have to pay it because, take for instance, Saudi Arabia that we buy our oil from. They turn around and buy T-bills. Every single month they show up to buy T-bills. They are sound as any financial instrument on the face of the earth. They have bought literally billions and billions and billions and maybe trillions of dollars of them. And why do they buy them? They get interest on that T-bill. And every so many days, that interest must be paid by the Federal Reserve. And how does the Federal Reserve pay that interest when we have a national debt of $16 trillion? They sell more treasuries. They sell more T-bills. And those who bought those, buy those T-bills, the Federal Reserve takes that money and pays off people who had bought those T-bills before, pay the interest. Do you realize that if the Federal Reserve had not done this, $40 billion every month, indefinitely. You know why they said indefinitely? They can't stop now. There's no stopping to this. Number one, they'll own every piece of mortgage real estate in the United States of America before it's over. And number two, they can't stop because the day that the interest is not paid on those treasury issues, those T-bills that have been sold in the past, is the day that people stop showing up to buy the treasuries and the American dollar collapses. And Mr. Bernanke and the Federal Reserve knew that they had no choice. They were between a rock and a hard place. They could not do anything else but what they did. I don't know how that man sleeps at night. He must be literally insane and fearful to the point. You think you're scared by what the New World Order is doing to you. I cannot even imagine the chairman of the Federal Reserve and how he can even get a wink of sleep at night knowing that unless that interest on that national debt is paid, the dollar will collapse immediately. He had no choice but to buy these mortgage-backed securities, put them on the derivative market, fractionally reserve them 90%, do the most dastardly thing that's ever been done to any financial instrument on the face of this earth, have the banks previously agreed to buy treasuries with that in order to pay off the interest on the national debt so that the American dollar doesn't collapse.
Well, I also wanted to add in here, I can actually explain how they can sleep at night. It's like this. Lindsay, when you go to sleep, is it lights out as soon as your head hits the pillow, or do you think about a few things before you actually drift off?
I think about too much.
All right. Now that means you're not a psychopath, because a psychopath doesn't have that problem. Their lights out the second their head hits the pillow, and they're out. And psychopaths have no conscience, and that's what keeps regular people up at night, is they have one, and it doesn't go to sleep when your body wants to. So that's how they sleep at night, Lindsay, because they can't not.
Yeah, you're right, Vinny. That's exactly what they are. I knew that people would have a very difficult time comprehending how a minister, a missionary in Alaska, that merely sat with these people, could ever comprehend and explain something that only a person who had been to college and gotten a degree in finance could rattle off like this. And this is the reason that when we produced that DVD series just recently, Secrets of the Elite, I called in three men that you will recognize them when you see them. You see their faces. You hear them talking. One, a Wall Street insider from many years ago. Whenever you hear the details that these people have to say, you will understand every minute part in depth of what you're just catching a smattering off right here on Vinny Eastwood's show today. Now, I want to give you the final thing that my elite friend and I talked about. Now, the others, and I waited till last on this. It was the last part of the conversation. And I basically said, okay, we know what the Federal Reserve's doing, what the Fed's doing. We know what they're going to do with the money. Now we know what the banks are going to do with their money. This, I said, okay, now, what are the ramifications of all of this? Are you ready? My elite friend told me that from this experiment on last Thursday, September the 13th of 2012, that the elite have learned something. Now, you won't catch this in any financial newsletter, not even 6 months from now. You definitely won't hear this on the national news, and the presidential candidate's not going to talk about it.
And I don't think people are going to hear it right now either, because we're coming to break, but we will hear about it afterwards, I guarantee it. Lindsay Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the mortgage-backed securities lender to the people who are about to go put him in prison. Welcome back. Also to my very special guest, Lindsay Williams. Now, you were about to say something before we went to break, Lindsay. I forget what.
I can't put this in the exact words of the individual I was talking to, but I'll try to paraphrase it the best I can. The elite learned something. The New World Order, the super wealthy, the ones who are tempting by the New World Order to control everyone, they learned something in their experiment last Thursday, September the 13th of 2012. And when I heard what they found out, I looked at what's happening, and this person is exactly right. They learned that the American people are not going to protest. Now I hope you're catching this, and I hope it shakes you all the way down from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. They have learned that the American people are not going to revolt. They have learned that there are not going to be any riots in the streets. Now, I've been telling you that for a long time. Many of you who have been listening to me on many different radio shows for the last two years at least, I have told you the elite do not want revolution. I know. Many talk show hosts have been saying, oh, there's going to be, they want revolution. They want to turn everything upside down. No. The elite want to bring in their new world order their way. And they don't want all-out revolution. They're not trying to destroy America. They want to take over America and own it. They learned from what happened on September the 13th that the American people are not going to revolt, they're not going to riot, they're going to belly up, those are my words, they're going to give in, and I'm going to use the word slavery. The New World Order knows now that they can continue with their program and that the American people aren't going to do anything. Now, I say this to my shame, to your shame. Vinny, you've done everything you can. I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying my best to tell people every way possible. The elite know now that they can get by with their scam. Now, I'd like to tell you what you can expect from this point on. I'm going to give it to you piece by piece, exactly as I discussed it on the phone. On Thursday, September the 13th, this is fact. Now, you go back and look it up for yourself. On that date, the moment that Mr. Bernanke announced that the Federal Reserve was going to buy this $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month indefinitely, momentarily, that instant, gold went up $49, instantaneously, right now. That's 3%. Silver went up $3. That's 9%. Gasoline instantaneously went up 15 cents. That moment, that's 4%. Now, gasoline in my area has gone up 50 cents in 3 weeks' time. But at that moment that Mr. Bernanke made that announcement, it went to 15 cents. Now, I don't sell gold and silver. You can find out on Benny's show already. You've heard the advertisement. So I'm not advertising for any gold or silver dealer. I'm giving you a fact here. Do you know what's going to happen every month from this point on when the Federal Reserve picks out of thin air, $40 billion, they are going to devaluate again exactly as they did last Thursday on September the 13th until the dollar collapses. But did you get this? I hope you caught it. You know why Mr. Bernanke said indefinitely? Because little at a time, like a frog boiling in a pot, they know you're not going to protest. They know you're not going to revolt. They know you're not going to riot. They know you're going to belly up. And every month now, they're going to pull out of thin air $40 billion, buy mortgage-backed securities, knowing that after so many months, they know the number of months. They haven't told me, but they know the number of months before the dollar collapses merely because it has lost its purchasing power. Now, let me say very emphatically, last Thursday, September the 13th, gold did not go up $49. I know. You think, where in the world? You say, okay, I believe this guy so far, but at this point, I don't know about this. You heard it. Gold went up $49. No, it didn't. Gold did not go up $49. The currency that you buy that $1,700, the $1,700 an ounce, that gold is still 1 ounce. It did not change. The currency that you purchase that ounce of gold with devalued. It lost purchasing power. $49 compared to the $1,700 you pay for that ounce of gold. Gasoline did not go up 15 cents. No, it didn't. It did not. I beg to pardon with you. It did not go up 15 cents. The gasoline is 4 quarts to a gallon. The gasoline stayed right where it was in price. The only thing that changed was the currency that you go to the service station or the gas station and buy your gas with. That currency devalued 15 cents instantaneously upon the announcement of Mr. Bernanke that the Federal Reserve was going to buy $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities, and this is going to happen every single month from this month forward until it gets to the place that that avocado, I love avocados. I don't know. I like to make sandwiches out of them. They're good. They're good for you. You folks that live out in California, wherever you may be listening, that raise them, I pay about a dollar per avocado in the grocery store. Do you realize that you're going to pay $2 for that avocado just around the corner? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. What you buy in the grocery store, what you buy at the hardware store, what you buy at the drugstore is going to devalue. It is going to go up in price. The currency is going to devalue, and the price of that is going up every single month from this point forward when the Federal Reserve pulls $40 billion out of thin air and buys mortgage-backed securities until it gets to the place that you can't even afford that week's pay to buy the groceries that you need at the grocery store. And when you can't buy groceries, how are you going to pay your house mortgage? And when you can't buy your house mortgage, who's going to repossess it? The Federal Reserve that bought it from you. And what will they do? The New World Order will turn around and rent that house back to you. This is what is known as the name of the game is control, Vinny.
Yeah, exactly. If they own everything, basically, you don't want anybody to have their own private property because private property gives them independence. Independence gives you strength. That's the whole reason why the, basically, in my opinion, that's what the middle class was actually supposed to be about, so that you have a buffer zone between the super, super rich and the super, super poor, so that there are at least people with enough financial resources, enough education, and things of that nature to participate in the democratic, alleged democratic process that we've got. Now, the unfortunate thing is that all of those middle classes have just been suckered in by all the foods that dehydrate them, all the media that dumbs them down, all the movies that distract them, and umpteen different other things that have simply forced social engineering this response of complete and total complacence, compliance, and capitulation. There is nothing left to within the American people as a whole that could resist this. I mean, psychologically speaking, it's just not there. But there is, on the other hand, I would say, the element of history that has always been just a small group, usually, of dedicated individuals who either overthrow tyrants or work behind the scenes or sabotage the agendas or work out in the open and things like that. One person can usually make a difference. You know, you take people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi and what have you. In truth, one person is usually all it has been. I like to think of myself as that person. I like to think of you, Lindsay, as that person. I like to think of every single one of my listeners who has ever spoken to me, sent me an email, or ever tuned into this show for as little as 5 minutes as that person. that can make the difference?
We must make the difference. We have no choice. We cannot allow this to happen. This positively must be stopped at any cost. Whatever it takes, it must. Now, some of you out there in the listening audience, you may be antique collectors. I'm not. But some of you may be. So let me give a scenario. Let's say you have one antique. It's one of a kind in the entire world. There's not another one like it. It's something that all those antique people out there would like to buy. So you decide you're willing to sell it with the economy the way it is. So you take it to the auction. And that one-of-a-kind antique, not another one in the world like it, will sell for a small fortune. Now, let's say that you have 101 of those antiques all of a sudden. Not just one, but there are 100 others just like that one. And you go to the antique auction with it, it's going to be worth a fraction of the cost of what it would be if there was only one on the face of the earth like it. The dollar is going to devaluate $40 billion every month. Did you catch it? Now, I have a question for every person in the listening audience. How long before you cannot afford to make your mortgage payment? That avocado at the grocery store that I spoke about, instead of being $1, is going to go to $2. That gasoline that is now $4 a gallon is going to go to $5 and $6. No, the gasoline did not go up in price. The currency, the Federal Reserve note, that is being devalued $40 billion every month indefinitely, didn't change. The gasoline didn't change one bit. It's still 4 quarts to the gallon. It's the currency that you bought the gasoline with that is devaluing $40 billion every month, while the Federal Reserve is allowed by the American people. You can't let this go on any longer, folks. This has got to be stopped. You have no choice. You're going to be broke shortly. And when you cannot make that house payment because it takes so much of that money that you make, not working 9 to 5, 40 hours a week, or however long you have to work, or the two jobs now you have to work in order to be able to support your family that one job used to support them on. And when you go to the grocery store and you can't afford to buy the groceries that you need because the price of those groceries has inflated along with what the Federal Reserve has done, $40 billion out of thin air every month, and you can't afford to make that mortgage, you know what that lending institution's going to do? They're going to repossess that house. That's what they want. This is the goal of it all. Why do you think that Bernanke chose to buy mortgage-backed securities? Why couldn't he have chosen to buy bananas or avocados or peaches? You know, why did he choose to go and buy $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities? He knew, as well as he knew his name, that the Federal Reserve is going to own every piece of real estate in the United States of America before it's over that is backed by a mortgage. And they know that whenever they depreciate the value of the dollar, $40 billion every month long enough, that you will not be able to make that house payment because you'll have to spend too much just for groceries to feed your family. And when you can't, they repossess the house, give you nothing, nothing back, no matter how many years you've paid for it. And you know what they want to do? That's all they want. They want to turn around and rent it back to you. This is what it's all about, folks. That is the goal of the New World Order. They do not want chaos. They don't want you in the streets rioting. They want instead a New World Order takeover. The name of the game is control, and you will lose your house if it's mortgaged. Now, I know this sounds like a very startling statement. I wish I didn't have to say this. I would like to be able to put it in some other terms. I have been begging on radio talk shows for the last at least 1 year, Vinny. I have been begging people on nearly every radio show I go on. Folks, you must pay off that house mortgage. You're better off with a log cabin in the middle of nowhere and with no mortgage on it and paid off with a roof over the head of your family than you are in a million-dollar mansion with a mortgage on it that is already guaranteed you're going to lose it. And here's the statement. You will lose your house if it's mortgaged. It's already planned. is already in the works. It's all a part of what the New World Order intends to do. Now, I'm oftentimes asked the question, why would the elite destroy their own country? And my response is, you don't understand their mindset. You must. I explained it in two of my books, To Seduce a Nation and Syndrome of Control. By the way, those were out of print for about 2 or 3 years. And we had so many people just say, Chaplain, you've got to let us have them back again. They're on Amazon Kindle. If you want to get them, you can go to the person that set up the website for me. I didn't do it. I make that very plain in case one of the elite are listening. I was told not to. But you can go to lindseywilliams.net. I didn't put it up there. And they'll tell you where to get my book, To Seduce a Nation, Energy Non-Crisis, on Kindle, Amazon Kindle, and also Secrets of the Elite. Folks, you positively must get a paid-for roof over your head at any cost. There are some things in the wind, and you will lose your house if it has a mortgage on it. The elite are not destroying their own country. They are controlling their own country. They
Indeed.
Want total control
we'll
of every person.
We'll be right back after the break. With Pastor Lindsey Williams. And also, if you want to secure your food supply, you can go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and click on the Buy Emergency Foods banner. They've got a great QE3 special going on right now, so now's the time to buy. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all. Superman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Pastor Lindsey Williams. We're no supermen, but laser beams do shoot out of our eyes when we see David Rockefeller. And Lindsey, I'll say we've only got about maybe 10, 12 minutes left in the show today. So, yeah, however you'd like to round off the show. If there's any other things you'd like to tell people about this, go for your life.
Now you understand what 1 week ago today, on September the 13th, you understand the ramifications, the basic ramifications of exactly what the Federal Reserve did. I hope that you are much better educated, that you're much more knowledgeable than you were before the show began. I also hope that it has disturbed your thinking to the point that you realize that something positively must be done about this. This cannot continue this way. It basically signals some very disturbing events that just around the corner will take place in the United States of America, and those will have ramifications around the entire world. People have sought after our T-bills because they trusted them. They don't trust them anymore. With this message getting out, they're going to realize that the American banks have defrauded the American people. And when people realize that they don't have their mortgages anymore, I hope they're enraged. All the things that you've heard today, you can go back and listen to Vinnie Eastwood's show again on American Freedom Radio over and over. You can send this to people. You can get the message out. I beg of you to do just that and help people to understand just what is taking place, because it's going to affect your dinner table. It will affect your children. It will affect your future. It will affect your grandchildren. This has a long-term ramification that is disturbing. As many of you know, back a number of months ago, when I was talking to one of these people, they basically said to me, they said, "Chaplain, you need to do some things about your own house. You need to make some preparations yourself." I think they probably say this, Vinny, to me out of respect for what I did in giving 3 years of my life to be their chaplain. And then, of course, they put me in touch with other people who have likewise advised me beside the old elite that I'm in touch with. And they said to me, they said, "Chaplain, here's what you need to do right here. You need to know certain signs." And they gave me the signs. You won't find these in any national newsletter. You won't find it on any national news. They gave me the signs whereby I could protect my family. And I keep something in mind. Back in 1929 through 1933, there were many people who made great fortunes. Not everyone stood in a soup line in New York and Chicago and San Francisco. There were many people who came through the Depression and really didn't suffer that much. But the majority of people did suffer. And the only reason they suffered is because they did not know that the Depression was going to take place, and they made no preparations in advance. Right now, you have one of the greatest windows of opportunity that has ever been in your hands. You right now still have a fairly strong dollar. They just began last Thursday with $40 billion every month of buying mortgage-backed securities. This has just begun. That means that the American dollar is still fairly strong. Whatever you are going to do for your family, because you love them, whatever you're going to do in making preparations, which you hear a lot about this on American Freedom Radio, they've told you a lot of things you need to do. The elite told me what to do, and they also gave me the signs as to how I can know a few months in advance before it happens when the actual collapse of the dollar will take place. Now, you will see it deteriorate every month by $40 billion. This is a foregone conclusion. Now, but when will the final blow of the American dollar come, when the elite get ready to bring in their new world currency, which will be backed, by the way, by gold and silver? I've been told this. Gold's going to have to go to $3,000 an ounce. Silver's going to go to $75 an ounce. Take my word for it, you're going to see it happen. They have to take it to that price before they can back the new world order currency with it. Now, they have given me all of these formulas. They have told me how I can know a few months in advance. They've given me the signs, and they've told me what to do for my own household. I feel a moral obligation, and as a result, I told it to the American people. It's on 3.5 hours of DVD. And then just recently, because I felt there were some things I still had not made plain enough, I did a 1-hour-and-12-minute CD, which you play in the CD player in your vehicle, your automobile, as you travel down the road. And I beg of you, those of you who get this, please listen to the CD first, because then you'll have a lot of explanations that you'll understand whenever you go to this mini college education. In our DVD, three and a half hours you watch on your television at home, professionally done, Secrets of the Elite. Once again, our toll-free number, if you would like to know the signs that the elite have given to me, our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to one of two places. You can either go to prophecyclub.com. All they do is just merely handle the DVDs, prophecyclub.com, or you can go to lindseywilliams.net. Either place, you'll find how to get these if you wish. Again, our toll-free number, 1-888-799-6111. You can spare yourself great heartache. You do not have to be caught off guard. There is something you can begin to do right now. Your family does not have to suffer. You can guard against it. And Vinny, I'm going to say as emphatically as I can also, being a gentleman who has preached the Word of God for many, many years, you and I, Vinny, have read the last chapter. Now, when I say the last chapter, I mean the last chapter in the Bible. And even though this looks like a very doom and gloom or a very time of great distress, yes, we will go through some of that. But if you know Jesus Christ is your Savior and the Bible is your guide, you will be able to have your house on a solid rock and stand these things. But you and I have read the last chapter, and we know that in the end, the elite are not going to win. Now, let me very much encourage you. If you are a person who has studied the Word of God, the Bible, then you have read it. Now, I have. And if you haven't, I urge you to do just that. I would urge you to start out in the book of Romans, in the New Testament. When you get to the end of the book of Revelation, you will have found out that in the end, the elite are going to lose. And I plan to be, I'm not a young fellow. Benny, you're just a young whippersnapper. I've been around for many, many years. It was 35 years ago that I was with the elite on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. But I know this. I'm going to be around long enough to see us win. And one way or the other, it's going to happen. There are a lot of things that you can do right now. But in the end, we're guaranteed by God that we are going to win. You go through some rough times between now and then, but you can survive them. And you have learned a lot of what you can do right here on the Benny Eastwood Show. And I urge you, every single day, you listen to the Benny Eastwood Show. You keep American Freedom Radio on and listen, because there may be some announcements that will be made so quickly that you'll have to catch it right here. The average person had not the slightest idea of what happened on last Thursday, September the 13th, until you heard me today. And I would have never known it. If I had not had the ability to pick up that telephone and make a phone call, I would have never known what I've told you today. And I would have just gone on like the average person was, happy and just smiling and going on my way, thinking that everything's going to be okay and the Federal Reserve is really pulling us out of the recession and the housing market's going to get better and everything's going to be okay because they're spending $40 billion every month. That was the thinking of the average person. Now you know the rest of the story and the true story of what's happening. So because you listen to the Benny Eastwood Show, please listen every day. And American Freedom Radio, congratulations. I am so happy you're out there. Because, Benny, if I should happen to call you up or send you an email one day and say, I just found this out, and it is catastrophic, I would hope that the first show you could put me into, you'd allow me to come along and say, this is what I just found out. And I am so thankful and appreciative that you would allow me today the privilege of being on your show to give your listening audience something that practically nobody knows. They will find it out a few months from now. But you've heard it ahead of time, in time to be able to make some preparations now for what is going to take place then. So, Benny, God bless you. Thank you. And I appreciate so much you allowing me the time on your show today.
God bless you, Lindsay, and God bless America. And that was actually something I did want to mention as well, is that in times of great tribulation and fear and danger and things like that, having faith is something that will get you through all the time. Even if you're a POW in Vietnam, this was studied, the people who had faith were the ones who survived the camps. The ones who had no belief in God were the ones who went away and never came back. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Have faith, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.